Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And I'm on a mission to help to liberate you from the stories and belief systems that are stopping you from being the best that you can be, from achieving everything that your heart desires, and from living life on your terms. And today I'm going to be doing an EFT tapping session on helping you to release the feelings of not being able to achieve, not having the power to achieve what you want. And this comes up because not so long ago, I realized that I was feeling quite impotent and powerless in my own life. In actual fact, I felt like a real waste of space. Now, this kind of belief system is incredibly destructive. It actually destroys the fabric of our power and our ability to put our minds to anything that to achieving anything that we want to. And we have so much power. We are the actual director of our own life. We are in control of our own lives. But we must believe in here that we have the power to overcome any challenge, to achieve what we set our minds to, and that we are capable of so much more that we can possibly imagine. The difference between the wealthy and those who and the super successful compared to those who are living mediocre lives and not putting themselves out there to actually go for their goals is that the super wealthy and the super successful know without a shadow of a doubt that even if they try something and it fails, that they will be able to pick themselves up and that something else that they do will actually succeed. They just keep going until they find something that succeeds. They don't let that failure identify them or allow them to put them back. I mean, okay, they may be a setback and they may lose money or they may lose face, but in their own minds, they know that by taking a risk, because everything is a risk, by taking a risk, they know that eventually, once they keep taking risks, eventually they're going to achieve what they want to achieve. Their risks are calculated. They don't take, at least most of them, don't take stupid, uncalculated risks. And they make sure that they're playing games that they understand, that they're not trying to achieve something in a realm that they have no understanding of. Or if they do that, they see an opportunity and they do that, then they employ people who know what they're doing and they know the landscape and the people that they trust. So it's really important that you develop this inner knowing that you have the ability to overcome whatever challenges come your way, to bounce back in the face of failure. And that's what the EFT tapping session is going to be about today. So what I want you to do is think about your situation in your own life, the goals and dreams that you want to achieve. Do you truly believe that you have everything you need to achieve those goals and dreams? Do you believe that you have the tenacity, the knowledge, the skills to be able to achieve those dreams? Or if you don't actually have the knowledge and the skills, do you believe that you're able to acquire those skills and go for it anyway? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you believe that you can achieve those goals and dreams? Write down the number so you can keep track of this. Okay, we're going to start doing the tapping and we're going to do a negative tapping, couple of negative tapping rounds first, and then we're going to come back and do some really powerful tapping rounds, positive tapping rounds. So start by tapping on the karate chop point and repeat after me as we go. If you're not familiar with emotional freedom technique, you can always go and become a part of the community, Pitbull community, where I will teach you the EFT technique. It is really, really simple and so powerful. But if you're not familiar with it and you just want to tap along, just do what I do and repeat after me and you'll get results. Okay. Even though I feel powerless to change my life, I deeply and completely love and accept all of me. Even though I'm afraid to fail, and don't believe that I have what it takes to achieve my goals and dreams, I choose to love and accept myself anyway. Even though I feel like a useless waste of space, and I don't honestly believe I can achieve what I set my mind to, I choose to love and accept who I am and how I feel right now. Okay, tapping through the point, starting with the eyebrow point. I feel powerless to change my life. I don't feel like I've got it in me to go for my goals. I won't bounce back if I fail. What if I lose everything? What if I'm just not cut out to succeed? I feel powerless to change my life. It's hopeless. I know, because I've tried before. Didn't work out too well the last time. And they made me feel useless. They made me feel powerless. They made me feel like a waste of space. They made me feel worthless. I feel powerless to change my life. I just don't think I've got it in me. I just don't believe that I can succeed at my goals. My dreams feel so far out of reach. And I don't feel like I have the power to change my life. Okay, deep breath. And another one, deep breath. There's some pretty intense statements in there, and I'll be honest with you, some of those statements still feel pretty heavy for me, so I've obviously got some more work to do. I am a work in progress. And this legacy comes from leftovers from my early childhood at school when I was bullied, and I just felt powerless. So, and I really felt like a useless waste of space. So, look, if those words don't apply to you, then use other words that do apply to you. But I'm just using them because they're relevant to me, and I'm pretty sure they're relevant to loads of other people out there. But just use what words are relevant for you. And when I talk about they made me feel, there may be a situation in your life where you felt powerless and hopeless and like a useless waste of space or something. Focus on those people and how they made you feel and why they made you feel that way. You can even go back to specific events where you felt completely powerless to change whatever situation was going on, and you can tap on that feeling of powerlessness from back then. Because if you are feeling powerless, then you are living a lie. The power that you have is totally unlimited. You are a limitlessly powerful human being. Believing this story is holding you back from totally living your dreams and living life on your terms. And I am so passionate to help you to overcome these stories because they're just stopping you from sharing your brilliance in the world, and you deserve it, and the rest of the world deserves to see that from you too. So what I want you to do is keep doing that tapping until you feel that powerlessness lift. And until you feel that you are creeping up the scale of feeling more and more powerful to change your life, less like a waste of space and more like you have something really valuable to offer. And when you get that up to round about a 7 or an 8, then I want you to move on to the positive tapping round that we're going to do right now. I know I'm kind of explaining a lot here, but it's really important that you understand that this process can be individualized for each unique person and your unique circumstance, and just how powerful this work is when you really start to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in your subconscious mind from the experiences that you've had. That's really, really important. And always remember that if you are feeling overwhelmed, or if you're feeling that you're just you can't do this on your own, then find a practitioner. This work is incredibly powerful, but also very intense. And sometimes we get overwhelmed, and it's really important that you have the support that you need to overcome the challenges and the blocks and the stories that you are living in your life right now. And if that means that you need the help of a practitioner, go and find a coach or an EFT practitioner or somebody who can support you through this process. Right, babbled on enough now. Let's get on with the positive tapping round. So starting by tapping on the karate chop point. I am starting to feel truly powerful. And I choose to love, honor, and accept my infinite power and potential. I'm starting to feel this powerlessness disappear, so I can truly step into my power. It feels expansive and truly wonderful. And I love and accept all of my powerful self. I love this seed of power that is growing within me. And I choose to know I can achieve anything I put my mind to, and so much more. And I love, honor, and accept all of me right now. Okay, tapping through the points. I know I have something truly valuable to offer. And I love that I have infinite power to achieve whatever I put my mind to. I know that I was born powerful, and I have infinite power within me. I choose to let go of the stories and step into my truth and my power now. What if they were wrong all along? What if they were just deliberately holding me back? Because they couldn't connect to their own true power. So they couldn't bear to see it in me. But I know I have something truly valuable to offer. I came here with a gift, and I love giving it. I choose to step into my power. I choose to know my true power. I love that I'm a powerful being with so much to offer the world. And I'm choosing to embrace and honor my power now. And I know that I have the power to change anything in my life. I know I have the power to overcome any challenge. I know that I am in control of my destiny. And that through my thoughts, my beliefs, and my actions, I can achieve anything I put my mind to. Because I am a truly, infinitely powerful being. Okay, deep breath in. Let all that feeling of powerlessness go. And deep breath in. And let it out. Okay, now take that statement and write that feeling of being powerful, being the one who gets to determine your ultimate outcomes. Yes, there is temporary failure along the way. That happens for everybody. But the question is, are you willing to just stick at it until you get the ultimate outcome, the ultimate success that you are so capable of? So keep using this tapping. Modify it to suit your own personal needs until you feel this incredible surge of belief that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. And you will be absolutely unstoppable, because that is one of the very defining things that make successful people successful. They either believe in their ability, or they build their belief in their ability by just taking one step after the other, after the other, after the other. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This is why it's really important that you follow your passion and you do what you love. Because a marathon doing what you love is the most fulfilling, satisfying way to live your life. That's it from me, Margarita from Pitbull. If you've enjoyed this tapping session and you'd like more help to live life on your terms and be the best you can possibly be, then join my community at pitbullmindset.com. That's P-I-T-B-U-L-L mindset.com. Register your details there. I will send you tools, techniques, and strategies to help you to get out of your own way, to clear the blocks that are stopping you from achieving your goals and dreams, so you really can have everything your heart desires. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care, have an exceptional day, and I will have another EFT tapping session for you very soon.